From NPR News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Scheer. Iran's supreme leader has declared opposition rallies illegal. The declaration comes after a student demonstration at Tehran University. Hundreds of students were protesting what they said were fabricated government images showing a burning photograph of the father of the Islamic Revolution. Dale Gavlak reports.
Speaking on state TV, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei made clear he would not tolerate any more protests by reformers. He accused the opposition of violating the law and encouraging foreign enemies to undermine the Islamic Republic. The same TV has repeatedly shown images of unidentified hands burning a picture of Ayatollah Khomeini. But students protesting today and reformists, including former presidential candidate Mir Hossein Mossaveh, argue the images were fabricated by government agents and are being used to justify further crackdowns on the opposition. Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard has called for those involved to be prosecuted. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown paid his first overnight visit to Afghanistan to see British troops and meet with Afghan President Hamid Karzai in an effort to improve relations. Brown has promised to send additional troops to Afghanistan despite strong public opposition at home. Voters in Chile select a new president today. Polls show a billionaire businessman could end a leftist coalition's 19-year rule. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Santiago, Chile.
Sebastián Piñera is expected to top the ruling coalition's candidate, Eduardo Frei, himself a former president. That would end the rule of the so-called Concertación coalition of socialists and Christian Democrats that ended General Augusto Pinochet's dictatorship in 1990. Forbes magazine lists Piñera as Chile's third richest man. He owns a stake in the Chilean airline LAN, the country's most popular soccer club, and other companies. He's best remembered for bringing credit cards to Chile. Polls, though, show that Piñera may not have the majority necessary to win a first round of voting. The current Concertación president, Michelle Bachelet, is popular for her social programs and stimulus spending, but she can't run for re-election and couldn't transfer her popularity to Frei. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Santiago.
Two senators are speaking out against allowing people as young as 55 to buy into Medicare. Independent Joe Lieberman of Connecticut told CBS that opposition to the proposed Medicare buy-in is growing, and he'd have a hard time voting for it. Democrat Ben Nelson of Nebraska says he fears the proposal could lead to a single-payer government health care. The buy-in was part of a compromise when Senate Democrats dropped the idea of setting up a federal health insurance plan. Several moderates are against the move, and Democrats need all their votes. This is NPR News. Tribal gunmen freed more than 40 hostages in the southern Philippines today. But violence in the region continues as suspected Islamic radicals staged a deadly jailbreak and freed dozens of inmates. The three-day hostage standoff and jail raid come on the heels of a political massacre last month in which more than 50 people were killed. The nation's first Goodwill retail store on an Indian reservation had its grand opening this weekend. Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bull reports.
Activities include a drum ceremony and a ribbon cutting for what organizers hope will be an economic boon to the Lac du Flambeau Reservation. Members of the Northern Wisconsin tribe have wanted a Goodwill store for years, and funds from the USDA have helped move things along. Patricia O'Neill is executive director of the Northwoods Nijí Enterprise Community, a Native American consortium and a partner in the venture. She says part of the funds will help boost job training and entrepreneurship for a largely impoverished community.
The other thing we're really looking forward to is increased foot traffic from visitors from outside the reservation coming here, giving donations.
A Goodwill Industries representative says the company is already exploring other Native American reservations for future stores. Unemployment remains a problem, despite a casino that opened on the reservation several years ago. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Madison.
What NASA calls the year's best meteor shower is flying over North America tonight. Weather permitting, the peak time to view the Geminid meteor show will be around midnight Eastern time. Up to 140 meteors per hour could streak across the sky. Geminids are debris from an extinct comet. The shower gets its name because it appears to come from the constellation Gemini. Rebecca Scheer, NPR News, Washington.